The owner of a women's athletic apparel brand in Campbell River lost $82,000 from a scam phone call that appeared to come from her bank, showing TD Bank on the caller ID. Arrow Athletics owner Faro McKenzie said the confounding incident began with a text about payment attempts on her credit card. She responded to questions about charges, unknowingly engaging with the scam. From there, somehow they'd gotten into my business checking account and created a $53,000 payment to go to a company called Silver Gold and a $29,000 payment to Scotia Line of Credit, she told the Mirror. It wasn't until the scammers tried to withdraw another $20,000 that McKenzie said she received a call from what she thinks was actually TD Bank. I was like, that payment's not me, she said. They were like, good, we caught it. Believing the bank had sorted out the problem, she discovered days later she had been duped when she went to a TD branch to pay for inventory for her store. McKenzie said she's still uncertain how the scammers gained access to her checking account. She didn't disclose sensitive information, she only confirmed whether charges on her credit card were hers. They can hijack the phone number and caller ID, McKenzie said in a post on her social media on Tuesday. This is my warning to you. Do not trust any calls. Do not answer those calls. Hang up and call yourself on the number on the back of your card. This is a scam called spoofing. It involves a cybercriminal disguising illegal communication or activity to appear as if it comes from a trusted source, according to Get Cyber Safe, a Government of Canada website. Cyber criminals use spoofing to fool victims into giving up sensitive information or money or downloading malware, reads the website. Mick Ramos, a senior manager with TD Bank, said the bank is sorry to hear about Ms. McKenzie's situation, adding it's distressing to be a victim of fraud. While we can't speak to details of any particular case due to client privacy, I can confirm our team is looking into this matter and has reached out to Ms. McKenzie, Ramos wrote in an email. Ramos also advised that if you get a call from someone claiming to be with your bank's fraud department, hang up and call the phone number on the back of your debit card. It's best to use a different phone line, if you can. Though caller ID may say a call is coming from your bank, scammers can use call spoofing technology to appear as anyone they like, he noted. As of September 30, 2025, there have been 33,854 reported cases of fraud in 2025, impacting 23,113 victims and resulting in a staggering loss of $544 million, according to the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre. If someone believes they've fallen victim to a scam or fraud, they should report it immediately to their financial institution, credit bureaus, the police, and the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre.